Welcome to another Cut on Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, I saw on the weekend that recently Sydney won their fifth soccer championship in the national competition. They beat Melbourne City, which hasn't even won one yet, 1-0. But on the bench was Ben Warland, who originated here in Gawler.
Yeah, a Gawler boy. So we've had some pretty good soccer players, really, haven't we, come out of this area?
Yeah, we've had a number of them, which we can talk about sort of shortly. But something interesting about Ben, yeah, he started at in the junior teams at Adelaide United, and he was a central defender. And in the 18-19 season, he missed most of the year with a broken foot. And then when he returned, he did his ACL. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, so he was looking at missing another season. But as luck would have it, he made the squad that won the championship
and part of the championship winning team.
Yes,
and he played for Adelaide United too, didn't he?
Yeah, he played a number of games, not a lot. He was what is he now? He's only a young fella now, around about 23. So he would have been 16, 17, you know, teenager when he played for Adelaide. He was with Adelaide for about four seasons. In that four seasons when he...
Did they win the championship when he was there?
Yeah, in 2016. But he was only a fringe player. He didn't actually play in the team.
So part of at least two championships.
Yeah, well, three, because Sydney won it 2 years ago. So he's probably the most decorated as far as been involved in successful premierships is concerned from the Gawler boys.
Fabulous. Who else have we got? Because we've had a few good soccer players in the past. Well, not even in the past.
Currently, yeah.
Currently.
Well,
like, what about Christy Moore?
That's who I was just going to bring up.
We've talked about the past.
Yeah. Yeah, she won the Women's MVP 2014, wasn't it?
Yes, playing for Adelaide.
Yeah.
And that was her last season, so she retired at the end. That's not a bad way to go out, is it?
That's a perfect way of going out. Go out on top.
Now, she played for Australia and England.
Yeah.
So we're talking the highest possible level, international level.
Was she a student here at Trinity?
She was, yeah, back in the day.
Gee, so Trinity and Gawler Eagles are two local connections that really are catching a light the soccer world.
Well, you think about, our area, if you go back, as you would in the past, even think about history of Centrals, but, you know, we've had... Like a lot of English people moved here, didn't we? So we've had that that story. We've had those people always who have been interested in soccer. So it's always been a strong area for soccer. And, of course, we see some of our people who have made it to the highest level.
Well, back in the old days, you know, I've done stories with most of these kids and even Christy. And I remember Lachlan Book started doing stories like when he was a phenom, when he was about 6 years old.
Yeah, well, he's certainly doing very, very well, hasn't he? And he's been representing SA and Australia, even as a young fella, like, you know, in his early teens. And Lachlan's not that old now, but obviously.
19.
Yeah, so he's had a very distinguished career already. And actually, he won an award this year for Adelaide United as well.
MVP Youth or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, so obviously they've got their different categories, but only being a young fella. And again, been playing there for a while, in the squad for a while.
Yeah, well, when you said he reps in Australia, I remember under 17 level, under 20 and under 23s, and he's been a prolific golf scorer. And I remember watching some of the YouTube highlights of him kicking goals in Asia, and I knew his dad quite well. I've known his dad since the mid 90s, and he's a local plumber. And I fixed our toilet, mate, many years ago.
Did you do a good job?
Yeah, still sort of holding up against my weight, but yeah.
Must be good then.
Yeah, it must be. But interesting about Lachlan, recently he scored his first A-League goal.
Fabulous.
So he's really making a name for himself. He's only 19, so everything's in front of him.
For sure. And Adelaide United, with new coach, for example, heading in a different direction.
Yeah.
And Adelaide United have had a lot of success, really. I mean, we've been a very good soccer, they've been a very good soccer club in the A-League. So let's hope they can continue that in the next few seasons.
Look, it seems they won in 2016 at Adelaide Oval. They beat Western Sydney.
Was that the year when they come back from? Is that the year when they at the beginning of the, was it
they
nine,
lost, they,
9-0 they, or 7-0?
They didn't win a game for the first eight rounds.
Yeah, okay.
And then they didn't lose a game. I don't think
that was fabulous, wasn't it? I remember that because you think, wow, imagine a team turning around like that? Maybe there's still hope for the Crows yet.
No. As much as you'd like them to, there's only, what, four games left or something, five games left. So it's, they're finished, mate. They really are. But
let's not talk about AFL. We're talking about soccer.
Well, I was.
Or football.
I never football? I never brought up footy. I never brought up.
I know, that's my
fault. Yeah. But never mind. I'll forgive you. But I remember they played Western Sydney Wanderers down at Adelaide Oval. It was a packed crowd. There was two games I've watched at Adelaide United. One was that grand final. The other was against Liverpool, where it was absolutely packed, and it was just a fantastic.
That was the game at Adelaide.
Adelaide Oval. Yeah, yeah. And
you've been to. I will go off track a little bit because I'm always interested in the soccer crowds. They really seem to be the different way of how they celebrate and how they follow the game. So you've had the opportunity of being like at good soccer games, AFL games, baseball, etc. What's the best crowd? Like, where do you rate the soccer crowd, like, in terms of how they...
They're all unique. You get to a good, close AFL grand final, and there's no beating that 100,000 people, which is just incredible. Then you get to like a baseball ground like Boston Fenway Park and Chicago's Wrigley Field. It's own uniqueness. So obviously, the team needs to be winning for the crowd to come alive. But Japan, I've seen baseball in Japan, and Australia were playing the Henshin Tigers at Osaka. And their fans are absolutely crazy. They just go on and on and on all game. That would be the most incredible crowd experience I've had of any sport. Now, soccer, when LA United played Liverpool, they sang that song, We Will Not Walk Alone, and the whole crowd sings. That sends shiver up your spines. It's just incredible. While the roar, when the players run on to the MCG for the grand final, It's just indescribable. It's probably the best single soundbite of any sporting crowd.
Yeah, for sure.
But getting back to soccer.
Yeah, let's get back to soccer because I went off track again.
Again, that's okay. I'm here to pull you back, mate. I'm here to pull you back. But Riley McGree. Now, I played a little bit of cricket with his dad down at South Gawler. And I remember doing a story about Riley when he was just a kid. And his dad was pumping it up, and I was just thinking, okay, another proud dad. But Riley's really gone on. You know, I remember, I think it was 16, 17, he won the competition's Rising Star. And then he was signed by Brugge in a Belgium club over in Europe. And then he came back. He had stints at Newcastle Jets and Melbourne City. Now he's back with Adelaide, and he actually took out the Aurelio Vidmar Club Champion Award this year.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That is fabulous. Well done. That's a big award.
It is.
Club champion.
And he's also represented the Socceroos at senior level.
And how old is Riley?
Riley's 21.
So another young guy, really.
Yeah. Just imagine if Gawler Eagles had these players still. Well, they'd almost be up to National League standard.
Have they all played for Gawler Eagles, or yeah, did they all yeah. came through the Gawler Eagles?
Yeah, they all played Gawler Eagles and... whenever I've done stories about these kids, they were with the Gawler Eagles initially. And I think there was another one, though, a young kid. Is it Stimpson? He played soccer as well, didn't he?
Okay. Which Stimpson are we talking about?
I'm not sure, mate. You're the one that knows the family. But
Alex Stimpson?
Yeah, it might
Declan
have been.
Declan Stimpson?
Declan, yeah. I remember doing a story. I loved doing the story on him because it was about the time that the World Cup was on and Cale kicked that magic goal.
Yeah.
And I remember in the story, I used that picture of Cale hitting the goal because he was Declan's hero. And so, really,
of course, Declan went over to play over in American college. And
yep.
He's still over there, living and working.
Didn't he change sports or something?
No, I don't think so.
Or his sister? Or he's got siblings that play other sports.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Yeah, very sporting family.
We spoke to Alec. We've spoken to all of them.
Yeah, yeah, even the mum.
Yeah, even Wendy. And John. We had John on as well. The whole Stimpson family.
Okay. Because he was talking about Port Adelaide and Adelaide, wasn't he? He was an Adelaide supporter.
He is an Adelaide supporter. And we had Isabel on as well for soccer. And she's over. So they all the kids actually went over to America. And they're all over there currently.
Yeah, it's, you know, and we've probably only touched the surface. There's other kids from Gawler that have gone on to make fantastic professional careers in their sport and soccer especially.
You should do some research because you're the journalist and the historian and the researcher. So I think we should do a whole show on this.
So let me get this straight. I do the work and you just do the talking and take the glory.
Well, I'm just here for my looks. So,
And I must admit, your looks are perfect for radio.
Got a good head for podcasting, right?
Absolutely. Except when we do the ones when you do those motorbike escapes and we put photos on occasionally.
Yeah, we haven't put photos up for a while.
No, not for a while. We got to consider doing that. I remember I really loved doing that podcast that time we went to the Vossalite and Gawler Grand Final for football and netball. We interviewed different people and took all those photos. That was quite enjoyable.
Yeah, why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you putting photos up anymore?
Well, I suppose it's got a lot to do with the workload, mate. It's, they don't just happen. You've got to process them. You've got to do this. You've got to do that. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll start doing some more soon. And little videos. I remember when we went out and do the roller skaters down at...
the roller derby girls.
Yeah, that
was... Well, not just girls because... We found out that men can play as well in the roller derby.
But that was good fun, wasn't it?
That was good.
Getting them skating around, just making sure we didn't get hit by anyone. I mean,
we should go back because they've done up the rec centre now, haven't they? They've done all the surface again and get out there and have another look.
Yeah, it's Gawler's sporting ventures are amazing, aren't they? You can play a different sport almost every day of the week, even through these uncertain times with COVID-19, there seems to be something that people can do every single day.
Well, we've got a good combination of things for older people because you think, like, and you think mainly because, you know, when I first sort of moved out to Gawler 20 plus years ago, I think the old cliche was best of town and country. Is that right? Was that right? I remember that sign being up. And so I remember, like, Gawler sort of had those traditional sports that were played in the country. So obviously the footy, the netball, the tennis, the cricket, the lawn bowls, etc. But of course everything's grown and we've got new facilities. So, I mean, places like Starplex, Kalbiba, all those areas now, the kids and adults have lots of opportunity to do things. And so we have a lot of sport going on in this area.
You know, looking at soccer in the area, I know at one stage Gawler Eagles had like 35 teams with all the juniors and then it started to fade off a little bit. They lost a lot of players, and at one stage they were less than 20 clubs. But they've been building up again, and they've got Peter Bowman's, I believe, the secretary of the club, and we've had him on this show.
Peter, yeah.
And the work he's done and the work that the Gawler Eagles have done to resurrect their club, and they're very competitive in the third tier, and they're a chance to go up, and that would be fantastic. And they've got the lights, and... hopefully they'll play a night game or two coming up.
Yeah, that would be good. And I think it's nice to know where people came from, isn't it? So sometimes it's nice to take some credit for people that, yeah, I mean, I don't know these people. I do know Lachlan a little bit, but yeah, so to see them reaching a high level and knowing they've come from your area, that must be great for the clubs that they play for because they can say, hey, look, we've been part of that journey, which is always nice.
Well, just... touching on one of your favourite sports, at Carbethan where Gawler Eagles play, of course, there's baseball, and Gawler Rangers have lost...
Hang on, what are we talking about now?
They've lost a lot of the younger guys that have gone on to other teams in Division 1, and they could be potentially playing for the LA Giants or maybe even Australia later on. But, you know, the Gawler Rangers are only 13 years old, so they've got that potential. The basketball, obviously your son was involved with playing for Australia in the juniors, while playing for Central Districts basketball. So there, obviously football, you've got cricket, you've got Darren Lehman et al., you've got football, you've got like Bradley Sines, McGilly medalist, played for the Crows and Power. So marathon runners, Lisa Ondieki. We've even got a guy that won two Commonwealth Gold medals who's now...
You can claim him because he lives here now, but he didn't when he was younger.
No, come on, Sean. So you've been a bit modest, mate.
I don't think you can claim
him. Yeah, but you're still in northern suburbs, man.
Definitely northern suburbs, for sure.
Well, you've been in Gawler long enough. You've passed a 20-year test on your own admission.
I think you have to be here longer to be a local.
Well, not if you've got two Commonwealth gold medals.
Oh, you just get automatically. that's rough. That's not fair. For other people, of course.
Of course. Anyway, it's been wonderful to talk about soccer again. I quite enjoy having a bit of...
We haven't talked about soccer for a while.
Yeah, except for Peter Boldman, which was probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago. So ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.